You're listening to Dick Bulger's Party Llama on shortwave.
What are you doing?
I don't know how you fall in the basement, but I'm pretty...
Oh. Holy shit! It's only noontime, you're completely shit-faced. What happened?
Chippy, am I drunk?
You know what?
I'm altered.
Alright, stand up. Quit falling down.
Oh my god.
Hit the crack pipe today?
Not yet. Can I borrow $100?
No!
Give me $100 if you want them.
No, get it from the cufftard.
No, loan me $100.
No!
I'll have it tomorrow.
I don't have it. I gotta pay James lots of money.
Fuck him. You loan me $50.
What?
Yeah, I get it tomorrow.
Holy shit. Beat it!
I'm not in this for health reasons. I'm in it because I love roast beef and I'm gonna die happy doing it.
Please come to Boston for the springtime. I'm staying here with some friends and they've got lots of room. And you can sell your paintings on the sidewalk. Buy a cafe where I hope to be working soon. Please come to Boston, she said no. Would you come home?
It's only noontime, you're completely shit-faced, what happened?
And she said, hey rambling boy, now won't you settle down? Boston ain't your kind of town. There ain't no gold and there ain't nobody.
Dick Bulger! 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 Dick Bulger!
It's only noontime, you're completely shit-faced, what happened?
Dick Bulger! 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 Dick Bulger!
Listen, take it from me, Joe Pesci. I've met a lot of wise guys in my time, but this character, Dick Bulger, out of Boston, takes the freaking cake. I mean, this dude is so huge, so drunk, so completely insane. Stay away from him, you hear?
Dick Bulger!
Welcome back to my channel, my friends. Today, I am talking to you about vaginal odor.
She's standing there, and I wasn't registering. My stomach's turned her really bad, and I was like, it's okay, I just have to fart. And I just let it come out, because I thought it was a fart. And it was diarrhea. I should make it worse.
Dick Bulger!
Welcome back to my channel, my friends. Today, I am talking to you about vaginal odor.
Dick Bulger!
Dick Bulger!
I'm Steve Croft.
I'm Leslie Stahl.
I'm Bob Simon.
I'm Morley Safer.
I'm Dave
I'm Scott Pelley.
Tonight on 60 Minutes, we bring you the gripping story of the man who has been terrorizing Boston since last summer. He gained attention for his notorious drunken rants on CB radio, and now he's threatening to begin broadcasting on other HF frequencies. He routinely is arrested around the city of Boston for his highly intoxicated behavior, and has been banned from dozens of establishments. The ASPCA has him on their most wanted list for involving his infamous llama in rowdy melees with riot police. Most worryingly, he is now launching a bid for the presidency in November. The name will be familiar, but the story behind the man is a CBS News exclusive. That man is Dick Bulger.
Welcome back to my channel, my friends. Today, I am talking to you about vaginal odor.
This is Anderson Cooper with a special CNN update. There's word that Dick Bulger wants reception reports and well wishes posted on the HF Underground. Not sure why anyone would want to do that, because the guy is such a douchebag, but it's apparently newsworthy, so we're passing it on.
Tying a noose in the back of my mind. If you thought that you were making your way to where the puzzles and pagans lay.
She's standing there, I wasn't registering. My stomach's turned her really bad. And I was like, it's okay, I just have to fart. And I just let it come out, because I thought it was a fart. And it was diarrhea. I should make pants at work.
This freaking guy, Dick Bulger, out of Boston, the loser from 11 meters, he thinks he's moving in on our territory. Well, I got news for you. This drunk bastard has another thing coming. We're gonna hunt him down like the dog he is. Check every single Olive Garden, every Applebee's, and every Red Lobster in the city. I don't care what it takes. I want Dick Bulger's head on my desk by tomorrow morning. You guys got this? Capiche?
This broadcast of Dick Bulger's Shortwave Party Llama was brought to you by the Olive Garden and also by Bone Era. Do you suffer from ED? Dick Bulger out of Boston suffered for years until he found Bone Era. Bone Era is clinically proven to dramatically increase both length and width, and best of all, make you permanently rock hard. Bone Era is a once yearly injection that works within minutes and stays that way 24/7. You're going to need a huge hole in the front of your pants and a knee sock to go out in public. Bone Era. When you're ready, Bone Era is ready. Ask your doctor about Bone Era today.
Bone Era is not for everyone. Do not take Bone Era after heavy drinking or catastrophic liver failure may occur. Do not use Bone Era with methamphetamine or overstretching and tearing may occur. Stop taking Bone Era immediately if you notice bloody discharge, gangrene, or searing and burning pain. Do not apply Bone Era to your eyes and do not use as food additive. Bone Era contains asbestos and lead and cannot be sold in California. Keep out of reach of children.
It's only noontime, you completely shit-faced. What happened?
I'm gonna tell you a story. I'm gonna tell you about my town. I'm gonna tell you a big fat story, baby. It's all about my town.
It's only noontime, you completely shit-faced. What happened?
Oh my god.
Hit the crack pipe today?
Not yet.
Not yet.
I'm too sexy for my shirt. Too sexy for my shirt. So sexy it hurts. And I'm too sexy for Milan. Too sexy for Milan. New York and Japan.
It's only noontime, you completely shit-faced. What happened?
For your party, the way I'm disco dancing. I'm a model, you know what I mean, and I do my little turn on the catwalk. Yeah, on the catwalk, yeah, I do my little turn on the catwalk. It's
Dick Bulger.
Eighteen empty beer cans in the back of his van. Big, hard, moldy sausages wanting to be cooked. 18 empty beer cans in the back of Dick Bulger's van. He showers in the bathroom at Arby's. This guy doesn't give a crap about how he looks. Dick Bulger really rocks. Fat, huge local yokels waiting for the liquor store to open. 18 stale cigarette butts in a jar. Sweaty, stinking loser at Olive Garden. Brushes his teeth behind Dunkin' Donuts. Broken old Buick and a rampaging llama. Dick Bulger's life is in a rut.
Dick Bulger!
It's only noontime, you completely shit-faced. What happened?
Dick Bulger's Party Llama on Shortwave.
And they're always glad you came. You wanna be where you can see. Our troubles are all the same. You wanna be where everybody
hit the crack
knows
pipe today.
Your name.
Not yet.
We received a number of phone calls about what people are calling a dangerous drive in Wakefield.
Yeah, first we sent Sky Eye to check it out, and this is the rotary here. It was just redone, and apparently it's very confusing, especially with all the lines that have been painted. It's putting cars on a collision course. So our David Robichaux went to check it out in person. His story, all new at 6.
No one knows where to go. This video posted to Facebook has 145,000 views. A guy named DJ from Boxford narrates.
Absolute foolishness. Changing lanes, these people over here have to go in that lane. This lane all of a sudden turns into a no-turn lane. This guy just cut in front of me. Oh, he had to cut over three lanes. Well, works well.
We had a little trouble navigating it too. DJ's not the only one complaining about the new painted lanes and new signs.
Which lane am I supposed to be in to get to where I need to go? And I'm usually wrong. And I'm afraid I'm going to get into an accident.
We asked MassDOT about the changes. They said, quote, the pavement markings and static signage were installed to improve safety for vehicles and pedestrians who use the rotary at Route 129 in Wakefield.
While this rotary is turning plenty of heads and causing some controversy, we found plenty of drivers willing to go the other way.
I actually like it. I think once people get used to it, it spreads the cars out a little more, gets around the circle quicker.
See, I'd rather have lines in the road that you can actually benefit from than having no lines and people don't know what they're doing.
DJ thinks the state went too far.
Unbelievable. Couldn't leave well enough alone. Just like everything the state of Mass touches, screwed up for no reason.
A spokesperson for MassDOT told us they've received feedback from the public, and as a result, they will make some modifications. In Wakefield, David Robichaux, WBZ News.
What else do you notice? No blinkers.
Of course not. Blinker, definitely option.
Please.
Massachusetts.
18 empty beer cans in the back of his van. Big, hard, moldy sausages wanting to be cooked. 18 empty beer cans in the back of Dick Bulger's van. He showers in the bathroom at Arby's. This guy doesn't give a crap about how he looks. Dick Bulger really rocks.
You're listening to another fine broadcast from Dick Bulger's Party Llama. I have no idea why anyone listens to this crap. He's a degenerate loser. I don't even know why I'm still here. He hasn't paid me in months because he's too busy roaming the city trying to find a bar that hasn't banned him. The llama looks sick. Dick Bulger is the biggest dirtbag shortwave radio has ever seen.
Will be coming soon. Have a terrible evening, you miserable bastard.